This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I get infuriated during the breaks because I listen to the news and I watch some other stuff while we're working here. And, you know, Brennan is still calling President Trump treasonous. These guys are so delusional, you know, it's Brennan and the rest of them. They're so lost. They're such lost souls that they don't see anything they did is wrong. He lied. Brennan lied to the Senate committee, right? And he had to go back and clarify it the next day. He knew exactly that the dossier had been paid for. And yet he never brought that out. I mean, there's so many things you could nail on him. There's so many things you could go after him for. But as I always tell you, they're so righteous. They never do anything wrong. Nice hot coffee. There you go. And like I told you, it tastes better than a TRS mug. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. But like I said, though, if you think about it, these guys have been blaming, you know, Brennan Comey and the rest of them, pointing at Trump, just trying to rip him up like they've done nothing wrong, like they've never had an issue. It's infuriating. You know? Again, always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And usually, you know, I don't set out to do those stories. Just never stops. Never ceases to amaze me. I'll put it that way. The what story should I do next, just for giggles? Okay, so let's start with this one. Because I almost went into it last time, and I never got around to it, which was dumb and wrong and stupid anyway. But, you know, Rahm Emanuel, who is the man in Chicago. And what's even funny is they so think that he loves them, or they love him. And I think they're starting to find out that people are starting to get fed up with you guys running the inner cities and not really doing any. You're really not doing anything for them. You're not helping them out in any way, shape, manner, or form. It makes absolutely no sense what you're doing. Well, to them, really. You're not just not doing them a service, you're doing them a disservice. You're not doing anything for them, period. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So there was a clip. Who went out and did this? What group? Oh, Turning Point. It's a Turning Point clip. So I know it's good. I know it's going to be good. And they went up the street to Chicago, and they were talking to some of the people about what was going on. Because they were very much not happy with what was going down and really not getting anything from the government. The government's not telling them anything as to what they're doing, going to do, how they're going to fix it. Right? I mean, you know I'm right about that one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when they go off the street, they start asking the black community, not the white community, not the cops, not the people that, you know, have something to lose. God forbid we figure out what's happening. No, they're out talking to the people that are in it. And they've about, you know, if they've had it with rum, they've had it. And that can't be good for him. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see if we can get this thing working. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? If it actually worked the first time. Anybody?
You say that he's doing a better job than our last president?
Long time better job than Barack Obama.
This is, as you can see, this is a black man telling the reporter, who's about ready to pass out, that Donald Trump is doing a better job than Barack Obama. Go ahead. Argue with him. It ain't me. Right? Anytime you're ready.
Doing a better job. Right now, that president is doing a fine job. Little mishaps around the place, although I don't have no TV. But I tell you what I hear, he is doing good. President Trump, right on.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to break the virus down that's in our land, God. You able, nothing too hard for you, God. You made it, you know all about it.
Uh-oh. Can they still pray in Chicago in the streets? I thought that was illegal. You know, you have to have a separation of church and state and all that garbage they come up with. Seriously, I just find this so amusing.
You said if my people, which are called by my name, and humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you will give us our sin and you will heal our land. Lord, we pray that they stop the killing, they stop the shooting, God. You in control, God. Nothing too hard for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, they use that word again. Right? They said Jesus. I'm surprised Facebook haven't pulled them down yet. Seriously.
Growing up here, what do you attribute a lot of this gun and gang violence to?
Access to opportunity. And a lot of folks don't have access to any opportunity, so you feel trapped.
A combination of lack of resources, I would say family values, morals,
lack of family values and morals. Who does that point to? What does that mean? Who's in trouble for that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me, who should be punished for that one? We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROVE-855-732-5563. Okay, enough with the... What is this? He's like 90 years old, isn't he? That's Barry Manilow. I wonder, anyone know if he's still, like, doing stuff in Vegas? I mean, obviously more than doing stuff. But anyway, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live and listen, take the poll. There's so much going on there. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me and not just checking in, but getting involved with the conversation. Seriously. We were talking about how in Chicago, you know what I mean? This is a shooting gallery every weekend. And the hardcore you know, Rahm Emanuel, the guy that's supposed to be handling this, is supposed to be taking care of you, supposed to care about you, doesn't. Trump has offered to send the guard in there. He doesn't want it. And yet he complains to assume too much criminal element on the street. So what are you going to do? You mean you're going to send out a street cleaner and clean it up? Put more cops on the street. And something's wrong because he ordered 600 cops to the street and they still having issues. So I'm looking in the wrong place, somebody getting paid off. I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. We're going to hear the rest of this, I hope. Now he's in the street and he's interviewing some black folks. And the one lady brought up the point that, you know, morality's gone, value is gone. Well, whose fault is that? It ain't the government's.
Being taught our parents teaching their children what's right, what's wrong, how valuable life is, how short life is, and, you know, different things you can accomplish in life. Do you want to live? I think it's just a kind of issue.
Do you think there's a gun problem, or is it just more of a culture problem?
Culture. Guns are going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, people make excuses to you, but
right.
They're going to be there.
So what do you make of Rahm Emanuel? I'm asking everybody.
These are people that live there. And the first thing you see her do is start rolling her eyes, like, really? You're going to ask me this question? I think that's why he said, I'm asking everybody.
There's a lot of anger towards him.
We want someone else. That is what I think of him.
To take care of downtown, to take care of the north side, south and west side of the left.
Why do you think that is?
I don't want to say racial or anything like that, or economic stuff like that. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, the way it is, nothing. It's the way they've allowed it to become, really, if you think about it, right? Come on, think about it. There's so many ways they could fight that. There's so many other things they could do to make it better. And they don't. And why Rahm Emanuel, we're talking about party politics killing people, why Rahm Emanuel can't figure this out? Why he can't ask for help, or actually, he didn't even have to ask for help. President said, hey, we're here. Were you ready to go? Right? 855. You know, if you really love your people, if you really want to be a great leader, you swallow pride. You swallow the garbage that's going on. Right? And you make sure that you give everybody an equal opportunity to survive, to do well. But they don't see it that way. It's all about the party. That's all it is. As I said earlier, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Wall Street says that the elites raise economic outlooks and say unemployment could hit the lowest rates in 1953. Now, some people say, well, you know, they changed the way they changed the way that they, come up with those numbers. They changed a lot of things about those numbers. Yeah, but let's just keep them in line with the Obama numbers because we heard about how great he did, right? I mean, these numbers that keep getting better every week. I don't know why people have such a hard time with it. Why they have to go looking. Isn't it funny? You go pounding and looking for something wrong when it comes to the Trump numbers, but when it came to Obama, you question nothing. The raft of upbeat signals recently is causing some key Wall Street economists to push up their expectations for economic growth. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, they've nudged their estimates higher for a full year, for the full year of 2018. Now, under the projections, gross domestic product will rise at least 3%, a number directly in line with what President Trump said it would. Come on, think about that. Remember? I mean, Obama and others said he can't bring jobs back to America. Obama and others said he would never hit a 3% GDP rate. But he's there, and better. And why would they wish him ill? You said it to us. You got mad at people on the right for wishing Obama would fail to show that he really wasn't qualified. I wish they wouldn't have done that because, you know, as he did fail in many things, it hurt the country, not just him. The 2018 GDP report and comprehensive annual benchmark revisions, they paint a much more favorable backdrop for the domestic economic activity, and it's going to be much better to the country economically than they first thought. The initials for GDP report, and the internals for the GDP report in late July continue to be digested on the street, but the economists all say the same thing. A 4.1% growth rate by itself is strong, but because of revisions to previous years and other factors, the report probably was even stronger than it looked. Come on, let that sink in. All right, there was 157,000 in non-farm payrolls. Now, they fell a little short of the Wall Street estimates, but a closer look at the numbers showed substantial upward revisions, added almost 60,000 jobs to the previous 2 months. I told you, these are under Obama, too. There's not a big difference in the sense that they, you know, things start to settle in. There's some indicators that they didn't, or there's some, you know, I don't know, issues that didn't take into consideration at first. And then when he comes back, he's still on top. He still wins. Now, Goldman's holding firm of its expectations for the third quarter in 2018 to see a 3.3% GDP gain. It raised its fourth quarter outlook to 2.5%. It's just going to keep going up and 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 up. And this isn't Fox. This is CNBC. Or CNBC. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You know,
USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's like a tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
You're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Yeah, because
and James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Happy music. It's over to your host, this is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us all over the place, really. You know, I'm so tired. I sit with friends and people I know, and, you know, they want to talk politics. They always want to talk politics. Like the only thing I want to talk is politics. Really? I got other things I'd like to talk about. You know, cooking, cannolis, you know, stuff like that. But it's almost like they're always trying to get a rise out of you. Like, they're going to get you mad. Because, you know, all people on the right, they're just freaks. They get mad. They start yelling. I just look and smile and go, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm not going to change your mind in a 30-second conversation or even a one-hour conversation. You've had all your life to pull all this together. Right? Anyway, so when you look at what's going on, we were talking about the Wall Street elites raising the economic outlook. And it's cool. I'm glad they did it. I'm glad Wall Street and others are doing it to show mainstream media, guess what? You wrong. Remember, you're the same guys who said if Trump became president, what was going to happen? The economy was going to fail, fall apart, we were done. The clouds would part, Jesus would show up, and it would be over. Didn't happen. Unless I was sleeping and missed it. I don't know, maybe I missed the whole thing. Possible. I sleep pretty hard. Oh, God. The Chicago thing is still bothering me. It's really still bothering me that people can allow that to happen. You hear nothing from the left. Absolutely nothing. Right? So, and you know, and this is another one I love. We never talk to, do we ever really, or you ever see the left really talk to families that have been involved in some of the worst, you know, I mean, the kids have been killed by these gang members and such. You almost never see that happen. Well, at least on the left you won't. But an Angel mom on Monday slammed the media's coverage of an illegal immigrant arrest in California that has gained national attention. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is known to all of us as ICE, their agents detained Joel Aaron Laura, 36. Now, he was driving his wife to the hospital for a scheduled C-section for their fifth child. Agents flanked their vehicle as they stopped for gas along the way and arrested the man, who was from Mexico. Now, it was later revealed that Laura was wanted for murder by the Mexican authorities. Can somebody on the left, can you, I'm just trying to understand something. You condone that? Now, he took somebody's life, but I'm sure that what you're screaming is about, they should at least let him see his kid be born. Yeah, videotape it. Bring it to him in the hospital. Bring it to him in the jail. Many media outlets were quick to criticize ICE for their actions, emphasizing the agents arrested a man who was with his pregnant wife. But Mary Ann Mendoza said on Fox News that the case shows the importance of vetting. Mendoza's son, Sergeant Brandon Mendoza, was killed in a head-on collision with an illegal immigrant in Arizona in 2014. And again, God bless our ICE agents for doing their job. And some of you get mad. I don't really care. Mendoza added that it'd be difficult to find a truthful headline involving illegal immigrants that is in support of American citizens. No media outlet will ever print something like that. And this is what happens daily in our country, she said. Now, Mendoza said that the media politicians want to silence stories of Americans killed by, and they do. You don't see them reported. They never do. Now, Mendoza, she's got it right. She's got skin in the game. She lost someone. Mendoza said that the mainstream media needs to stop creating sub-stories for illegals. She went on to say, I thank God every day for President Trump, and who's willing to uphold the immigration laws, willing to stand up for American citizens. You know, really, a lot of you feel the same way I do, or did, don't anymore. But the guy in the White House that was supposed to be sticking up for us, the guy in the White House that was supposed to be espousing America first, was not. He could care less. I'm sure I felt that way after a while. Now, some of you who are old-time listeners remember. Some of you who are new at this won't remember. But even after he first got elected, even after prison, I kept saying, you know what? We've got to give him a shot. Right? Tony Fair, we've got to give him a shot. And we did. I did. Didn't say anything bad about him first, right? You don't recall me beating him up at first. Yeah, you don't remember what I said an hour ago, so. But really, seriously, I never beat him up when he first got in office. But as time went on and I started seeing more and more that I didn't like what he was doing, I didn't agree with what he was doing, yeah, then I beat on the principles, on the policies. I had never beat on the guy. You know? Always, it just always amazes me. All right, so some of you know, was it last week? There were over 100 papers that came out and attacked Trump. And a lot of the comments they made were almost exactly the same. Actually, it wasn't just 100. Now, I think the final number was closer to 300. They published coordinated, you know, op-eds criticizing President Trump. But here's the thing. Now, Trump has been screaming the media is unfair to him, right? What other president has had 300 media outlets come against him all at one time? Now, does any of these media outlets call anything that he's done as good? And if you're going to sit there and say that this man has done absolutely nothing good, then you're lying to yourself. You've fallen in the ideological trap of your party, and your opinion no longer counts. It's really that simple. No, seriously, if you don't take the time, and look, I've got probably a half a dozen to a dozen things that I could easily throw at you, and I've done it to others before, where you say, okay, well, what about this? And they say, oh, well, that's great. Well, he did that. So will you say what he did, that was a great thing to do? Because he just said he didn't do anything. He hasn't done anything good. So allowing vets to go to hospitals, closer to them than the 3-hour driveway, that's not good. Is that really what you're saying? Right, getting those bodies back from North Korea, that wasn't good, that was terrible. Getting those kids back from China, that was no good either. That was bad. I mean, I could go through. I'm just trying to find out exactly what it is that was bad. He said the media gave Trump endless airtime because they believed Hillary Clinton had it in the pantsuit, as you would. Thought she was going to win, no problem. And when you have these 300 papers come out like this, does it not lend credibility to the fact that the media is totally against him, that the media is going to work at this? And a friend of mine who was a publisher of a paper, he has since sold it, he told me point blank that he used to go to meetings here in California with other publishers, and the conversation, most of the time, the conversation included how they were going to go after Trump. All right? I mean, it really is how they're going to go after Trump. It's just crazy. Am I the only one, or that is craziness, is it not? It's wrong on so many levels. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, CBS New Pollster, again, it's not Fox, it's CBS. That simple. Anthony Salvato was imprisoned in a windowless office on November 8, 2016. His phone was confiscated. Guards escorted him to the bathroom, and all he had to look at were numbers. Numbers. And more numbers. It wasn't some sadistic punishment. It was election day. And Salvato, head pollster for CBS News, was one of the few experts allowed to see the exit polls. Hillary Clinton held a lead all day long, as most polls had predicted. But Salvato saw a radical shift brewing. Clinton's advantage was narrow, and many of the voters who hadn't yet cast ballots were not on her side. He said, "This is a contested race," he announced. The anchors were, like, surprised. The producers were surprised. He said, "I told them to get ready for a very late light. Donald Trump's 2016 presidential victory was one of the most stunning upsets in American history." We all know that, right? I mean, right up to the final days, they gave Clinton, a 7-10 point spread. We'll talk about more about how where he came up with the numbers and why he's predicting it ain't going to change in November. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
"I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people."
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I like it. Works for me. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously. I got some real crazy stories coming up in the next hour. One of them is about a professor who claimed that the strict ID laws... Nah, that's the wrong one. I already did that one, didn't I? Hey, it's all right. We still got some still got some of the crazy stuff there. Engineers say that there's allegations of gender bias in a licensing exam. How can you have gender bias in a generic exam that has nothing to do with male or female? I always get a kick out of this. When they say tests are gender biased towards women, I mean, if I was a woman, I would take it as an insult. What does that mean? It's too hard? They make it too hard for a woman to take it? Does that mean men are smarter? I'm not saying they are. I'm asking the question.
It makes no sense when you make comments like that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We were talking about the CBS News pollster who reveals that the blue wave ain't gonna happen. And it's and again, this is a CBS reporter working with the New York Post. If anybody doesn't want to see that, if anybody wants to see the opposite of that happen, it's them. And this was the same guy who, you know, during the race in 2016, he was the first one to bring the bad news that they were going to have trouble winning that night. And at one point he said, this spread is down to about 7 points. They asked him where he got the number. He's one of ours, too. Salvanto explains the lessons pollsters learned that year and are putting into practice now ahead of this November's midterm elections. And they look, and it doesn't look good. He said, in 2016, a lot of us assumed that we knew what would happen in Michigan and Wisconsin. Because they knew what would happen because they thought they had it sewn up. They thought that the blue-collar worker was theirs forever and never and ever. Talk about taking people for granted. If that isn't like a big flag, a big firecracker, a big flare that goes off, nothing is. Seriously. He goes on to say that blame it on the blue wall. Since 1992 and six consecutive presidential elections, a solid block of 18 states had voted for Democrat every single time. They would have given Clinton 239 electoral votes, 89% of the way to victory. But she didn't carry them. She took them for granted. Nobody, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, you do not like to be taken for granted. Do you not like to feel like, you know, you heard me, I'm helping some people run their campaigns right now. In the upcoming election, you can't take anybody for granted. People do not like to be taken advantage of. They do not feel or they do not like to feel like you think you're going to vote for them just because. Few people have asked those state voters what they thought. Pre-election polling in the Midwest just wasn't there, Salvanto said. When Trump knocked out Michigan and Wisconsin, two of the Clinton critics' Rust Belt supports, her blue wall crumbled. Well, their blue wall crumbled. The Dems' blue wall crumbled. Because really, hardcore Democrats usually will vote Democrat no matter what. Doesn't matter who's running. Tell the Hun could be running to vote Democrat. Same thing on the other side as well. The late deciders made a difference. CBS final 2016 poll gave Trump a substantial lead among voters who made up their minds at the last minute. In another blue wall state that went red in 2016, 10% of Pennsylvanians made their choice in the campaign in the closing week. It gave Trump another 97,000 votes, more than twice his margin of victory. Now, the vital indicator was buried under all the headline news, all the garbage that you saw coming by. There was a CBS poll out that said that Clinton held only a 4-point lead over Trump nationally. That horse race analogy is compelling, but it was wrong, Cervanto said. He said, in racing, the distance already run gets your horse closer to the finish line, but in a campaign, everything can change tomorrow. If the voters see the election as a dynamic instead of a race, we can use polls the way campaign managers do, he said. Not as a crystal ball, but as a tool. That means that this is what Gerard Lomero does. He doesn't do polls. He looks at what first he stops and he looks at what people really want from a candidate. What they're looking for. What's going on in their lives. What they need to help them. Then he looks at the candidates to see which ones are going to foot the bill, are going to do the work. For real. And that's where he comes up with his predictions. That's why Salvanto is relying more on CBS's ongoing tracking poll and less on random sample telephone polling. I mean, and they need to do this because the polling doesn't work. I mean, it really doesn't. We've seen it over and over and over again. It just doesn't work. And it's the way they're asking the questions. People are tired of answering the questions. A lot of times they'll lie to you just to get you off the phone. A tracking poll sets up a panel of thousands of voters, returns to them repeatedly every month, that let pollsters discern the factors driving voter decisions. It also helps them gauge attitudes, changes campaign wears on. Now, in 2016, only two major surveys saw a Trump victory, both of them from the LA Times and the IBD-TIPP. They both were tracking polls. Think about it. The LA Times figured that Trump was going to win. Now, you have to watch what's going on. You really do. You have to watch what's happening, what polls or what races are unique. Now, usually, and here's the problem. Usually midterms, the minority party starts to refill seats. The minority party starts to, you know, gain some traction, usually. But then again, Trump wasn't supposed to win, remember? Trump shouldn't have had a chance. Trump shouldn't even have been considered. But he won. I'm telling you, you're not going to see a blue wave. You're not even going to see a blue ripple. There's 470 races across the country. There's never been more than a third or at best 40% turnout in midterm elections. Right? I think you're going to see a little bit better this year. But I think a little bit better you're going to see is from Republicans. That's what I think. Because it's ginned up that if seats are lost, Trump gets impeached. He's going to be fighting impeachment for the rest of his presidency. And that's what they're going to push at. That's what they're going to fight with. Now, in 2018, or for 2018, that's CBS, they're calling it the Battleground Tracker, has gathered a panel of nearly 5,700 registered voters. Almost all of them live in 50 to 60 districts that might switch from Republican to Democrat, or vice versa. The only races that matter when it comes to control Congress, and most of them are, or the races that matter, most of them are in California, Florida, Texas. You know, and you look at this, well, here's what I love. My local race, or closer to where I am, the California 25th District. Steve Knight is the current representative in that district. They have that race as dead even. The problem is it isn't. When you look at the primary and you look how he won the primary, or the votes that he got in the primary, and the votes that came down the road for the Democrat or Democrats, even if the other Democrat gets every vote that they got, or the other Democrats got, you know, during the primary, she still can't win. And if you really believe that she's going to get every vote that the other Democrats got, you're out of your mind. It doesn't work that way. These polls kind of make them feel better about themselves. That's what it is. And so, you know, it's a way to strike fear in some people. It's a way to make some people feel like, you know, hey, we have a chance to take that seat. And it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. So, you know, my prediction is, not only do Republicans hold the House, they're going to pick up more seats in the House. Not only do they hold the Senate, they're going to pick up more seats in the Senate. And if you think about that, now they're all excited because what was it, 35 plus resignations from Congress, or they won't be rerunning this year? It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't mean anything. If people are fed up, they're fed up. If they got more food on the table, their kids are working, things are going well, guess what? They're not going to switch. They're not going to change. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Next hour, Trump is floating the pot. Well, according to mainstream media, Trump is floating the possibility of taking over the Mueller probe himself. Please don't. For you, but not there. A lot more coming up after the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far.